when you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com. Running a business means checking a lot of boxes.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We did hear in the latest hearing, we didn't hear the details of this, but there was mention that he had in some of the confessions or some of the discussions that he's had of knowledge that no one else would have had of the case. I mean, granted, take that for what it's worth. You know, there's been pictures, there's been speculations, there's a lot of things one could glean off of this, because obviously he was a free man for quite a while after all of this. That's kind of what the claim is, of that there was some knowledge that he had no one else could have known. And I'm wondering if that's what initiated all of this to take place, or if that happened after the arrest, and that's what's allowed them to feel so entitled to be as harsh as they are on him, because they really believe that there's something here behind the scenes that we don't know about yet.
Well, you know, Tony, for anyone who's followed this case, what happened to Abby and Libby is, I mean, one of the worst crimes anyone has ever seen to these young girls. And so I think a lot of people believe that if indeed Richard Allen is guilty, he deserves every second he was in lockup. And I think all of us would agree with that to a degree. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there are laws and there's our system of justice. And it's something that's not happening to anyone else in the United States, at least that I've found.
Yeah.
Where somebody pre-conviction is put in that circumstance, you know, unless they tried to hurt somebody or you know, shank an officer or stage a prison break. Other than that, you don't do that. And this case, you know, also has a lot of people with a lot of emotion. But recall too, you know, there's two probable cause affidavits out there. And I've always said I never understood why they decided to go down the Odin path when they have an FBI agent that said basically Ron Logan, there's probable cause to believe he was, you know, responsible. Yeah. Call her to the stand and put down all that evidence that she found.
I mean, it makes you wonder, I mean, is this one of those things where maybe there is good, decent, probable cause on him, but at the same point, everything got mishandled so many ways that the cover-up that seems to have been going on here wasn't even necessarily for the case itself. It's for the mishandling. Like, we got to kind of do it this way to cover this step and that step that got done wrong. And it's just snowballed into this mess that it never really needed to be, because nobody wants to admit that anything was handled incorrectly when it's so glaringly true that it has.
It's glaring in this case. I agree. And I think in part it's because perhaps they believe they have the right guy, but the evidence is flimsy. I'm talking about if you cut out the confessions.
Yeah.
In other words, the geofencing, the fact his phone wasn't there, that to me is a major problem for this case, for the prosecution.
I'm wondering about Richard Allen himself and his state of mind today. Obviously, he's not saying that he did this. He's recanting all of the 60 confessions that he's made. How well does that play? Can you think of any other cases where someone has made all those confessions and then suddenly, nope, I did not do it? Obviously, we got to consider the mental health aspect of this here. But, I mean, all that's going to come out in court, how is that going to play to a jury?
Well, it depends on how well the defense team is able to really put forward all of these injustices and what they're legally allowed to do. Remember, Judge Gold was the one that allowed a lot of this to happen. Mm-hmm. She's the one that allowed his attorneys to be removed, the one that has allowed him to be in this incarceration situation. And I don't know if you recall this, Tony, but early on in the case, they were actually recording his or videotaping his meetings with his attorneys, mm-hmm. Tony.
Yeah.
That is just so wrong on every front. I mean, no matter guilty or not guilty, you can't just completely assault and annihilate our criminal justice system because the guy, you know, you believe the guy to be guilty and or of this crime. I mean, that is one that's unbelievable to me.
That's
they
why
put
we
a
have
stop
trials.
To it, but it was too late.
Exactly. This is why we have trials. This is why you can't just convict it in public opinion, because once you have all the evidence laid out, you can decide in a much more balanced manner. Even if we do get to this trial and there does appear to be pretty damning evidence against him, let's say that there's some stuff that we don't know about, and I'm sure there is, but let's say it's just like, holy shit, this has to be the guy. He still has a pretty good chance to get another trial just because of all of the mishandlings, even if there is the damning evidence, does he not?
Well, I'm certainly not putting forth, that I'm some sort of appellate attorney, but this is something that seems to be a no-brainer for me in terms of having serious appellate issues. I've just named a couple, the Sixth Amendment issues that have been involved in this case. And then also, if those confessions weren't made when he was in his proper state of mind, mm-hmm. there's a lot that I think is going to be on the table for appeal if he's found guilty.
Yeah.
I think they have a long road to hoe. Because there's issues. I guess they're still going with this Odin defense. I'm not sure I'm necessarily buying it, but all they need is one juror to buy it. And he was being guarded by a guy wearing Odin patches, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, it's not like there wasn't Odinism being observed or practiced by some of these guards. I mean, it's flat out on the Facebook pages of some of them. It's there. I mean, how in depth they actually were they doing rituals? Were they doing anything like that? Or is it just kind of like, this is my thing? That's a big question. But another one that we have to wait to have answered once we get into court.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.